And now, one of the more consummate frauds I have ever been acquainted with, the bane of my existence. Really, to think that four dropouts from the Minnesota School of Mines could parlay a few snappy lines and a knack for dialects and a handful of tunes into a transatlantic folk music empire. Here they are, and you're stuck with them, the boys of the law.
Well, there's only, I was sort of standing back there and I thought, well, there's three reasons why people might stay here tonight. One is that they like music and they're crazy. The second one is that they're asleep. Or the third one is that they might be waiting around hoping for an early morning sportsman who might shoot a duck. Yeah, we're going to start off with a favourite Bruce Phillips tune called The Star Above the Garter. And, the Star Above the Garter is a thing that sheep wear in Utah, you know? It's, early warning system, and it's a slide. And then the second tune's called Merrily Kiss the Quaker, and the third tune's called Padre O'Keefe Slide. So we'll play you these three tunes if we can.
Go or I die. Thank you.
We're going to play you now some tunes from Scotland, and this is because of the makeup of the group, there's some of us from Scotland, some of us from Ireland, and these are. This is a tune we start off with, a funeral march, or which we played on an occasion of a funeral, I suppose, of some soldier. It's a tune called Loch Abber No More, and there's a similar tune played in Ireland called Cian Ó Limine, which is close to Loch Abber No More. And then it's a slow march, slower in time. And then we play two marches, which is unusual sort of Scots march time. I don't know the name of the first one, but the second one is the Duke of Atholl.
Yeah,
the second one is called the Duke of Atholl, I think, or the Atholl Hinders. I'm not quite sure.
My name's Arthur Morton. Right, Cahill, come on. Lovely, yeah. Blow it in tune if it's not in tune.
like a train.
Well, tomorrow we're going to have a new sound. I would like you to know that. Tomorrow we'd like you to, not all this quack, but can you try the sound of a cow? Just, you know, moo. Can you try that? Moo. Again, moo. Now every time tomorrow you hear a quack, quack, you want to go, moo. Right? Well, anyway, some of my best friends are ducks, though, and we'll play a cattle will sing a song that you can join in a chorus, a song with a chorus. At this stage in the evening, it really doesn't work out if you sing something serious. So cattle's going to sing a song about this time of night.
Okay. There's a chorus, and the chorus is if you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. So I'll sing the chorus over for you once or twice. The chorus goes like this: if you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, and you know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
And what if rhymes with you? Moo.
if you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, and you know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
Will
you try that, please? Will you try that? If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, and you know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
Okay.
I will tell yous all the truth. I was once a very wild youth. My whole delight was a sparkling glass and to stay out at night with an Irish lass. Up all night and in bed all day. This is how I went my way. Till a neighbour said such work won't do. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, and you know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
Well, long I run, I was caught at last. In wedlock bonds, I was fettered fast. And now for the penance of me sins, I'm the father of two fine twins. My mother-in-law, she come to see how such a thing could be. Be God, she says, such work won't do.
If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, and you know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. Extra much of that won't do. It's bad for your health, again, and you again. Know that too. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you. If you don't soon stop it, it'll soon stop you.
Moo. Moo. This could be the start of something big. Well, we'll finish off with a set of music that has to do with animals, but it's nothing to do with ducks or moo cows or anything like that. or sheep even. And but it has to do with a man that fixed glasses one time. But no, it's about a fox or a hunt. No, not a fox, a hare. And it's the hunting of the hare. And it's a tune called the or a set of music called The Hound and the Hare. And it's to describe the hunt of the hare. And the attempt, the thing is to try and sort of describe musically all about hare hunting in Ireland. And you see, no, hare hunting. Not her hunting, you know. And in the autumn of the year, you see, whenever in the fall, as you call it, the farmers have gathered in all the crops, and so they can set off with their dogs in search of the hare. And they do so. And these hares are called bagels. And a cup of coffee and you've got breakfast, right? And well, we're not called the boys of the locks for nothing, you know? All together.
Moo!
Get off! Get off! And now, wait a minute now. And the thing is that the farmers set off with these dogs in the autumn, and they go hunt. And they go. Oh no! Wait a minute, Jesus! He's going off. And they go hunting the hare, and this is very serious. It really is. And at this time of the night, you've got to be serious. You have to be serious to do this. And they set off and they hunt the hare. Now, this piece of music, this set, comes from a man called Mickey Doherty. And Mickey comes from Donegal, and he comes from a great fiddle family. And they're amazing people, like they really are. And it's just like, I don't know, they're crazy, see? But they're great, and they play this great music on fiddles. Now, Mickey played this tune for Cahill about 5 years back, and Cahill worked on it, and this is what we've arrived at after a couple of fights and things like that. And it starts off with two verses of a song. And it's a hunting song from Armagh, and it talks about the music of the dogs, and that's what the farmers talk about. They say the dogs made great music today.
Absolutely.
And
correct,
then we go into a tune called we're going to a tune called The Hunt. And thank you, Rover. And then we go into Mickey's tune, which is the beginning of the hunt. You know, the sort of beginning of the chase. And then we go into the chaos of the hunt and into the kill of the hare. Now for all you animal lovers and sort of macrobiotic fools, we'd like to advise you that very rarely does the dog kill the hare, you see. Only in our case, it was the only... Would you stop doing that? Christ, you hit me in the knee. And very rarely does the dog kill the hare, but in our case, it was the only way to stop the music, you know. And
an island of hare usually kills the dog.
If there's a sportsman out there with a double barrel shotgun, we got a duck for you, right? So, anyway, this is called The Hound. Got two ducks for you. This is called The Hound and the Hare. Hunts have to be in tune, you know. December the 16th, that day of renown. Young Hardy that morning his bugle did sound, and Faraday's hunting we met young McGill. And the beautiful green fields that fly around by Lord Hill, oh, the bright sun was shining, it was lovely and fair. And down by we raised a fine hair. Their music it started with a beautiful view, as swift as the wind o'er the green field she flew.
Ha ha ha!
say we're going to do one more is if Utah Phillip says moo.
Come on! Come on!
What are we going to do? These are two tunes that are good to go home and sleep to. I hope. And if there's anybody out there with alcohol rub or anything, it's getting late, you see, and you have to sort of use
if you want to get up and. Yeah, if you want to get up and dance to these tunes and get your circulation going, you're more than welcome.
Yeah, especially you people on the wall at the back there.
Yeah. We can see them.
But these are two Irish reels, so we'll just play them.
Thing I've ever seen anybody do in my life, a whole jar of whiskey. All right, we're going to try to wind it up. rippling nearby and listen to the frogs sing. The song I wrote is the Frogs Chorus, in which we will together collectively duplicate that sound as a phonology. Now you folks over here, can you do this? I want you to do tomatoes. Just do a pie. Do tomato, 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 tomato. Try it. Okay, stop. Now you people right here are going to do in an alto potatoes. Potatoes, 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 potatoes. Try it. And you folks over here, all it, are going to do in a basso profundo. Fried bacon, fried bacon, fried bacon, fried, try it. Fried bacon, fried bacon. Okay, hold it. Now, over here with the soprano tomatoes. Tomatoes, close your eyes. Potatoes, fried bacon. Home. Don't forget to pick up your garbage, starting with the chief executive of Philo Records, that pathetic spectacle crouched over there, Billy Schubart. And drive carefully, and I will see you tomorrow, God willing, and if the balloons don't rise. Oh, the California people, you know, the Dr. California and the San Francisco, what a treatment. Are going to be on this stage at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, regaling you with all of that whole trip they do.
But courting is risky, and loving is uncertain.
And men and women don't always get what they want.
But the troubles of loving are so universal that these two songs could be sung to each, by each, either woman or man. Thank you.
And when you fall in love again, babe, take a tip from me. If you don't like the peaches, walk on by.
Yeah, yeah. Seen better days, and I ain't a putting up with thee. I've seen better days, and I ain't a putting up with thee. Oh, I'd a much better time if the girls weren't so hard to please. I believe that's a sentiment that we can all share in somehow. I was born in the country, and you think I'm easy to rule. I was born in the country, and you think I'm easy to fool. Wanna hitch me to a wagon, wanna drive me like a mule. But I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. Oh, had a much better time, girls weren't so hard to be. I gave you sugar for sugar, and now I'll give you salt for salt. Mm-hmm. I gave you sugar for sugar, now I'll give you salt for salt. Oh, if you can't love me, you know it's your own fault. Cause I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. Oh, I had a much better time. Girls weren't so hard to be. Hey, if you can't love me, why don't you tell me so? If you can't love me, why don't you tell me so? Cause it ain't like I'm a man that's got no place to go. Cause I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with these. Oh, I had a much better time. Girls weren't so hard to please. Last verse, I think, is one of the best ones in all of traditional music. Sometimes I think you're too sweet to die. Sometimes I think you're too sweet to die. And other times I think you ought to be buried alive. Cause I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. I've seen better days, and I ain't a-putting up with thee. Oh, I had a much better time. The girls weren't so hard to please.
The old James Alley Blues.
there comes the time of leave-taking, the going away or the coming back for the sake of love or work or for calling or sometimes just because it's time to go.
And the leave-taking is a time of gift-giving. As we sing this old song together, as the words repeat and come around again, as you will see.
Leaving on a Sunday morning.
I'm leaving on a Sunday morning.
Leaving on a Sunday morning.
And I ain't gonna see you anymore, more. And I ain't gonna see you anymore.
How can I keep from crying?
Times when people forget the fatherhood of God and the brotherhood that implies. And some are made slaves and some masters, and then the leave-taking is an escape to freedom in the north, or to rest in that land beyond Jordan.
Looking over Jordan soon in the morning. I'm looking over Jordan soon in the morning. Well, I'm looking over Jordan soon in the morning. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sometimes in the life of a man and the life of a woman, there is work.
Which is fulfilling.
And sometimes toil.
Which is less so.
And sometimes wage slavery.
Which is not at all. There was always the chain gang or the prison.
Mm-hmm. Well, the door and jail be no jail at all. If you want to catch hell, go to Wichita Falls.
It's hard times in the door and jail. It's hard times for boys.
When it's right from the carriage and into the cell, it's just like sailing from heaven to hell.
It's hard times in the Durand jail. It's hard times for boys.
There's a big bull ring in the middle of the floor, and a damned old jailer to open the door.
It's hard times in the Durand jail. It's hard times for boys.
Your pockets he'll pick, and your clothes he will sell, your hands he will handcuff, goddamn to hell.
It's hard times in the Durand jail. It's hard times for boys.
Now, Judge Lynch, read us the law. He's the worst damn judge that you ever saw.
It's hard times in the Durand jail. It's hard times for boys.
But perhaps the worst prison of all is the prison that a selfish person can fashion for himself from the stones of ambition and the steel bars of greed.
We're paying the price for being traditional with wooden pegs and tricky tuning. Do you want to use my dulcet?
Someone say, if I
Yeah. song was adapted and arranged by the man who made fishing in the Hudson possible. It was Pete Seeger. Can you hear this up there? Not too loud. Can we have a little bit more volume on the dulcimer? I have a feeling this is going to be the story of my life. When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got thinking over what I had missed. I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, 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 kisses sweeter than mine, sing it with me. Well, I asked her to marry and be my sweet wife, and we would be so happy the rest of our lives. I begged and I pleaded like a natural man, and then, good grief, you know, she gave me her hand. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. We worked mighty hard, yes, me and my wife, we worked hand in hand. With corn in the field and wheat in the bin, I was, good Lord, the father of twins. Oh, 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 kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, 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 kisses sweeter than wine. Our children, they number just about four, and they all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married and they didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandfather. Songs a lot, and this is probably one of the greatest train songs ever written by Steve Goodman. It's about the closest train sound I can come to on a dulcimer. Oh,
Song called Hello in There, and it kind of really hits home with me because I went into old age homes when I first started with the idea that there's a bunch of skin and bones laying around in wheelchairs, where in fact are the most real people you ever want to meet.
Stares at that back door screen. All the news just repeats itself.
like a forgotten dream that all of us have always seen. Someday I'll go and I'll call up Rudy. We work together at the factory. What'll I tell him if he asks what's new? Nothing what's with you, nothing much to do. You know old trees, they grow stronger, and old rivers grow wider every day. And old people, they just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in there. So if you're walking down the street sometime, spot some hollow ancient eyes, please don't stop them by and stare like you didn't care. Say hello in there, hello, say hello.
I've been up at the top of the hill and walked around the festival a lot, and everybody seems to be, not everybody, but a great deal of people running up to me and telling me, hey man, at last night's campfire with 10 more verses to the Rooster song. And the things that they came up with were really strange. Something about a dog that's laying poached eggs, and some other ones, and they've asked me to do it again, and I kind of did it twice already, but I'll run through a few verses for you. I left one out, and I asked Evelyn about it after I got done with her, should sing it, and she said, yeah, you had dirty minds. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. I had a chicken, no eggs would she lay. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my chicken right off of its guard. Sylvester the rooster, she's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just while that rooster came into the yard. She's laying eggs now, just like she used to, just while that rooster came into the yard. I had a gas pump, no gas would it give. I had a gas pump and no gas would it give. One day my rooster staggered into the yard and caught my gas pump right off of its guard. It's given eggs, son, just like it used. To give love, I had a rooster who wouldn't give love. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught that rooster off of its guard. He's laying hens now, just like he used to. I had a gum tree and no gum would it give. One day my rooster came into the yard and caught my gum tree right off of its guard. Here's a new one for you. It's giving gum drops just like it used. Sing a song about a guy named Black Jack Davy, and many versions to this song, and this is one of them.
Would you leave your house and land, your husband and your baby?
house and land, husband and my baby. I will leave everything I've got and ride with the blackjack baby. I'll go with the blackjack baby. Would you forsake your house and land, your husband and your baby? Would you forsake everything you've got and ride with the blackjack baby? Go off with the blackjack baby. Last night I slept on a warm feather bed with my husband and my baby. Tonight I sleep on the cold, cold ground in the arms of the blackjack baby. In the arms of the blackjack baby.
The Wilkie sang a song this morning, which was the very first song I ever heard on dulcimer. The very first time I ever saw dulcimer, and it's such a dulcimer song, I thought I'd do it with you. I'm sure all of you know it. It's the Shakers' great contribution to folk music. God's truth, too. When you think of dulcimer, you think of two people mainly. I've only been at it for a few years, so you shouldn't think of me just yet, but you think of Gene Ritchie and one of the great helpers and teachers of the dulcimer who's gonna come up and help me now. Will you please welcome Mr. Howie Mitchell?